All right, hello, 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 hello. My voice is already kind of going. I did a lot of talking last night and then a lot of talking in meetings today. So if my voice breaks, it's either second puberty or I just talk too much.
You for sure talk too much.
Thank you, Apple. Appreciate that. That was a good one. I really did open myself up for that one. Why did I kill Horace?
Yeah, just so you guys know, today has been a day of like directors like top roping each other in Ilum like for the past hour. And you just kind of...
Yeah, I started on the Merkel Chen show last night and it's really carried over. We've been really going at each other. It's been crazy.
Yeah, I saw important information from Seema about that on Reddit.
Yeah, Dictator, sorry, I am Asher Elias. I am the leader of Grinsmore Federation, the Imperium. I understand that you have forgotten me. It's okay. Guys, make sure you're buying Christmas gifts for your family if you haven't yet. Don't forget your grandparents. This is my good, healthy advice for you. What are we joining initiative? That's a good one. The state of the Alliance is strong, indeed. All right, so I want to first shout out Incursion Squad. That's two incursions headshot, correct? Two in 1 week. Pretty crazy. Good job. Well done. Well done, Incursion Squad. If you guys have not joined Incursion Squad, it's a good way to make money with friends. If you're looking for a way to meet people as well, that's a good one. This is something I'd like to just address quickly. If you're a newer player, and you were like, hey, I'm having a hard time meeting up. Obviously, your corp is a good resource, but join groups. That's how you meet friends in EVE Online. It's also how you meet friends everywhere. Just join groups. Just hop in groups, and you will end up being friends with people. Even the most quiet person, as long as you put yourself out there a little bit, you will become friends. Incursions. Friends with benefits. ISK. I love that. Well done. But yeah, go ahead and join groups. Like I can't encourage you enough to do that. Cursed extrovert advice. Put yourself out there. All right, friends. Just also another update. So over the next 2 weeks for Fire Signs, I will not be here next week. The Miami Hurricanes, my college football team, made the college football playoff, and they are playing during the Fire Sign next week. The only chance I am here is if Initiative and Fraternity on that day declare a joint invasion and start rolling in here. That is about the only way I will be here for that that time. So we'll have other directors doing that. And the week after, which is 2 days after Christmas, we will have an extended director fireside. Come meet your directors. It's always very fun. Ranger is pasting it here. Very timely, quick one for that, Ranger. Good job. That was really cool the last few years, and I recommend you come and join it yourself. Okay, I have a lot of interesting things to talk about this week. We've got the Horde stuff, which we're going to hit on, and then we have some other really cool programs. First thing I want to do is I want to talk about, we have a huge SOV update that's incoming. We have basically, I want to credit Brodog and Sniper Eagle, they have rejiggered our SOV. We're going to increase our mining capacity by about 40%, which is an insane amount. I'm going to let Brodog talk about it. He set his alarm clock to come and tell you guys about it. They've done great work, so I'm going to throw the conch to him now.
Thanks, Asher. Yeah, so as we said, there's going to be a huge change to the SOV stuff. And, you know, it's going to make a couple people unhappy. One thing I want everyone to keep in mind about Equinox is that this is a fluid SOV system. It means that at any time things can be changing, and we don't want to get married to the idea of there was this site in this system. With that being said, we have had roughly 67 tier 3 upgrades for the last little while, and it's been going pretty well. And then CCP buffed mining, and you guys have been going insane with it.
Elysium, stop right now. Stop it. Go ahead, Brodog.
Oh, jeez. Fucking... What generation is that? Like, from?
It's fucking Zoomers.
I don't want it around.
It's guys role-playing as Zoomers. They're not even Alpha, even worse.
Oh, jeez. Anyway, we are now moving it's up your to generation, 95.
I should point that out.
Yeah. Fuck off. No, it isn't. I'm almost 30. Go up to 95, bro. Tier 3 minings. Now, I don't like pissing in my own boot too much, but this is a tremendous effort with the solve system, and we are pushing it to the absolute hardest that it can possibly be pushed here.
I'll glaze you, don't worry about it.
Yeah. Finally, with ratting, there is still over 380 ratting systems in GSF space, not the Imperium, GSF space. You will not have a fucking problem finding ratting systems. There is ratting that has been removed in place of mining that can only be done under our umbrella. I understand that this is frustrating, but we need to optimize our space. Also, minor job bridge changes, you're barely going to notice them. Thank you.
All right, so I just want to shout out, especially Sniper and Brodog. These two especially have like mastered the new SOV system. I'm of the strong belief that we are far ahead of any other alliance in understanding and implementing this. We are doing just incredible work there. And shout out to those two guys. So what did Brodog say? I'm not going to piss in my own boot. I will piss in his boot for him. He and Sniper have been doing amazing work on this, and I think this is a huge change. Like, we have really increased the mining. I know a lot of you guys are going crazy for mining. It'll be even easier now with more things to mine. Our numbers have been
skill expression
incredible.
Matters a lot with this solve system. You can have space be equal and have the same amount of resources or workforce power. How you manipulate that matters so much more in this solve system.
I will tell you guys something funny. So Hippo Jax, who's been playing for a long time, started Ishtar ratting for the first time ever this week, and he's been like, Asher, I never knew this was so easy. I'm making so much money. I'm like, yeah, it's really easy. It's a really good way to make money. So I just thought that was really funny that a guy who's been around for so many years just kind of figured out, oh yeah, Ishtars are a nice way to spend and make money. Well done. Okay. We are starting up a new program. We are calling it Titan Credits, better named TBD potentially. But it is a new system that we have basically noticed that a lot of people have, you're going to go AFK, you've got your Titan, and you're worried about, oh, what might happen to it, what it will do. So what we are going to do is, if you go AFK, if you're going to go away for a while, if you are going to take leave from the game, plan to come back, what you can do is get a Titan credit from, it's Goonloons, where you get a Titan credit from the Alliance. You hand your Titan to the Alliance. We will then, if we move, we will move it for you. Whenever you come back, you will get express reentry into the Alliance, and we will hand you back your Titan. So, we have no plan to move right now, but this is EVE Online. Things can happen. So, this is for people going AFK who are going away. You will get a Titan credit, and when you return, you will have the Titan return to you. It will not be your Titan. I want to be clear about that, by the way. This is a fungible Titan. So if you give a rag, you will get a rag back. If you give us an avatar, you'll get an avatar back, et cetera, et cetera. So say the Alliance goes to Cloud Ring for some reason, and you go AFK, you will return, turn in your credit, be reaccepted, guaranteed reaccepted, and then a avatar or whatever it is you gave away will be given to you. It is Hull, what we are doing. Actually, I haven't, like, but I think Hull would be the only way we could do that. So, yeah. So this is only for players who are like looking to take time away. We will just be running it sort of in the background as a thing. And then we will, we're going to be splitting up the Titans into, different groups so that there's no sort of one guy has 40 Titans that he can walk off with factor either. Basically, yes, a Titan fungible token, the TFT. So someone asked a question in Elysium. I'm sorry, not in Elysium, in Mumble. Please go to Elysium on Jabber. That is where all questions are asked. Can you give away the token? We have not talked about making it a form of you know, credit that you can trade around. I believe it is tied to one person.
It's just tied to one person.
Yeah. So the
reason for that is because you can get back into GSF. So like this is your token to get back into the subway, so to speak, and not have any problems, no questions asked, get back in.
Yeah, you it's can't one of the give
huge points here.
You can't give a blacklisted member your token so they can get back in. It doesn't work that way. Also, want to talk about the blacklist. On top of that, we are changing the blacklist. We are getting so many frivolous unban requests for terrible cases, and these things take a long time to review. So we are going to implement a rule for non-purchase requests. So this is a non-purchase request. So like if you bought a character and it's blacklisted, you can still make that. But if you are making an unban request, we are now going to require a 5 billion ISK payment because this takes many hours for one person to do, and they are very, very unfun. And so we are hoping this will lower the amount of frivolous requests that we get. If you believe that a person should be unblacklisted, a lot of people are requesting on behalf of other people. If you believe it, put your money where your mouth is. I had a case come to me recently. I'm just going to give you guys an example. This person came to me and they made a really impassioned request that I take their buddy off the blacklist. And they laid out all the reasons. They sent me, like, I saw them typing. Like, you know, you ever see on Discord where the person is typing? I get this a lot, like, hi, and then this person is typing. This person typed for 2 hours before they actually sent it. 2 hours. And gave me like 20 paragraphs. It was like 20 paragraphs. They probably edited it. It was a lot of work for them. And so they sent me this really passionate, heartfelt request for their buddy to be unbanned. And I looked into it. You know, obviously they put all this effort into it. I'm going to spend a couple of minutes checking it out. I normally don't do unban requests, but they put their time and effort into it. I can give them 5 minutes of my time to at least give it a once over. The unbanned request person had stolen 500 billion to a trillion ISK from goons and had not paid it back and had the opportunity. And they had just lied to the other person. They had just lied to the other person. I laid it out to them, and the person who had spent 2 hours was like, wow, I feel kind of betrayed. I feel kind of upset that they did this to me. So what I'm giving this guy this whole story to understand that we get a lot of these requests, and the people who are asking their buddies to unban are often the people who are acting in bad faith. So we are introducing this as a measure to lower some of those bad faith requests. The people do their own groundwork and legwork and try to figure out if this person is BSing me, because, you know, asking is free. And so there's been a lot of asking. And like I said, this is one of the least enjoyable things to do is do the research on this thing, kind of thing. So that'll be a new thing, 5 billion ISK to pay in for this. But like I said, if you asked if you bought a character, that's a really easy thing to check. We can do characters for free. Okay, let's talk about the big news of the week, which is Horde has now joined Initiative. All the core Horde groups are joining Initiative. Shine sent out a ping at the time saying that, like, it's going to be reviewed one by one. Horde at their town hall said that all the groups are already accepted. So you can, you know, decide what the truth is there. But it appears that every Horde corporation that was left, which is like basically all the shitters like Vanguard, are joining Initiative. I definitely would like you guys, if you can come up with a good like Horde Initiative nickname now. There was Panini, which people have been doing, but I don't know. I'm not super good on that one. I don't think that's the greatest one. But, you know, if you guys can't come up with a better one, we can stick with Panini. Regalin says Horde Initiative, which is just making lazy. Making a portmanteau word out of it is not really a good one either.
Reland, I expect better from you, man. We've known each other a long time. You can do better than that.
Hint it or
is
hoard
that
it?
Just how he talks?
Yeah, it's basically how he rolls. So
the question, of course, now is like, should we name it something about running away? That the culture now gets to Innet, etc. That it's Innet that runs away instead of Horde. Like all kinds of things to think about.
So basically, for those of you guys who sort of missed the overall meta narrative here, we've all seen the Horde collapse. We were part of the Hell Camp that went on, and you guys all participated in that. But behind the scenes, you had Shines saying, well, you know, Horde came to me and said that they're going to collapse, and I'm anti-coalition, and I want what's good for the game. So I'm going to give them this space and let them run away, because that's good for the game. And now it turned out that letting them rest in the space and what was good for the game and being anti-coalition was that all the remainder of Horde and all the shitters join initiative. Is actually, that turned out to be what was really good for the game.
I kind of like Zoe's there. Initial lies. That's good.
Doesn't roll off the tongue, but is pretty good.
No, it doesn't. Yeah, but I still.
Yeah, pin it is actually kind of funny. I just do, it's simple and it's fun to say. Pin it is actually pretty good. Yeah, it is like a guy tapping head meme. You know, if you keep everyone in the same alliance, it's not a coalition. True. Technically correct is the best kind of correct. So we expect to see, you know, all the Horde shitters go to initiative over the next week or so. And that is the end of Pandemic Horde as a going concern. This is an insane moment in EVE Online. There has never been a collapse like this ever in the history of EVE Online. Groups that have been run by like one guy are culpable to collapse. Like your your Bobby Atlases, your Elo Knights, you know, there's just one person. And so those groups have collapsed before, but they have never been this size, this sprawling. Bob took 10 years to die, Weather Oracle. They took 10 years to die. You guys saying hyperbolic? No, like these groups that like you're talking about, like they did die, but they didn't die. They didn't die in a few weeks. That never has that happened before, ever. A group of this size, a mega coalition, has never happened. You know, they go somewhere. They try to survive. You got to remember that like the remnants of Bob were living in Venal. In like the late 2010s, right? So, like Bob lived almost a decade beyond the disband of brothers. Exactly.
Or didn't this group even join faction warfare?
Right. Yeah. That's the time tested. Is go live in a soda factory, right? So these new Horde leaders said they wanted to be elite PvP. And they tried it for a few weeks and then decided it was really quite hard for them and that they're actually going to join in a big mega alliance. Not a coalition, though. For the good of the game. They're doing it for the good of the game, guys. I just want you guys to understand. Us bad, evil goons, really bad for the game. Over there, though, that's where the good of the game happens. The greater good.
So, guys, remember, this happened on 5 November. It's been 5 weeks.
Yeah. Here's a really important point. Like, there are a lot of people who are, you know, meta fart sniffers that have seen this happen before, but some of you guys are just new players. It was actually pretty funny. A guy who's been around for about 5 years just said to me, like, I think we're the strongest group in the game, which is debatable with Winter Coalition, but he said, I've never experienced where Imperium is number one. And I thought that was very interesting for some old heads to, you know, who have lived through that. I think it's debatable whether we are number one, but, you know, it's close with Winter Coalition. So for those of you who are not meta fart sniffers, which I will not define, it's you see this over and over and over again. It is people who want the game to be something that it isn't. And they think that if they strongly desire it to be that way, that it will somehow conform to their wishes, and human nature will cease to function. And they want it to be one way, but it is the other way, right? That's what they want, but it's not that way. And these guys fart sniff themselves to death. They literally, they didn't fail Cascade, they fart sniffed. And they killed themselves by believing this nonsense. And you, it is amazing to see, like, if you want a lesson, when you're reading the Eve subreddit and these people are going on, like, these pie in the sky ideas, just remember, you saw it live, right in front of your own eyes. You saw it live. What happens when you start believing your own idiocy? And these people killed themselves by doing it. And they became irrelevant. And they didn't do anything good for the game, which is the craziest part about it. You know, they went and they tilted at windmills and nothing happened. Nothing happened. So I want you guys to take special note of this from a meta perspective. A lot of things have gone on in the last 5 weeks that we will be talking about for a long time. But if you are forming your understanding of how Eve works, this will be one of the most important times in understanding how this game functions. Because as long as I've played, there have been people who want the game to happen in a certain way. And there might be some of you here who's like, I really wish it was another way. But it doesn't exist that way. And the way you win this game, the way you succeed, and the way you have fun is by understanding the rules. And these people wanted to play by different rules, and they failed. And they failed. Yes, they Olmeca'd themselves. If you guys don't know about Olmeca, he was a guy who became... He was so anti-crab that he believed, like, religiously that crabs were bad people, which is a hilarious, like, aside. But he got himself elected to the CSM and literally killed his own playstyle and then quit. He quit because he killed his own playstyle. It was like, you know, a coyote eating the last rabbit and then starving himself to death. So I avoid that. The lesson here is be realistic about what this game is, what is possible, and understand that you cannot wish cast yourself into a different game. And that's what people try to do. And so when people are like, oh, yeah, everything should be 10v10. Brother, you want to play a shooter. Go play a shooter. By the way, just a genuinely better game experience. Like, everything will... The controls are much better. We play on a one tick a second server. You know, do play Hector Ball, though. Yeah. So, insane, exciting week as far as meta times. One that we will remember. When I took over... almost 3 years ago now, maybe it's more than three, a while ago, I told you guys that I would help you tell your story, and this is going to be part of the story in Eve. You know, reporters have been reaching out to me to talk about this. We've been part of the history of Eve, and if you stick around and you're here next year or 3 years from now or 5 years from now or a decade from now, people will still be talking about this. This is going to be a big part of the game and a part of EVE Online. And you've got to be part of something. Whatever effort you put into this, you get to be part of, you get to take that back on being part of a story that will be remembered for as long as EVE is remembered. And I believe that'll be a very, very, very long time. I think that EVE is sort of a really, really early experiment in persistent universes that will have a strong foundational effect. I think we are basically Americans in 1920s playing football in leather helmets and calling yourself the Green Bay Packers because you were sponsored by a packing company and not realizing that you would become one of the greatest sports teams of all time. Sorry, people who hate the Packers. It's an analogy. I think that we are basically in that version of proto history. I think Eve is going to be a very important aspect of that. Now maybe I'm being pie in the sky. I can be sentimental, but I did tell you we would help you tell your stories, and that is a story that we have told. Now here's the next question. What's the next story? That's an awesome question. You guys keep asking me that, and I say wait till January. We've told you ever since then. We are chilling till January. So I'm not a Packers fan. No. So
Symbiotes, don't lean into that meme, dude. Don't do it.
And if I could add on this a bit, Asher, talking about the story, and do you want to be part of the next part of the story, or like have inside information what's going on there, and like to play a bit in the meta, etc., then joining the Black Hat is a great thing to do that. We love agents everywhere. And with all that's going on, there is no better time.
Shameless.
No better time. Become a Black Hat agent and infiltrate all the organizations that are now existing in drones, all the new alliances in Winterco initiative. Like, there's a lot of information we love to have. So please come and join us.
I hate when I install Adblock my browser and they somehow still get through. Very, very frustrating.
Oh my God.
So
somebody asked before, what was the top rope? Right there. That was the top rope right there.
Yeah. So to get back on track here, and I'm gonna bloviate for just a minute or two more on this subject, then I'll open it up to questions. I know you guys have a lot of things you want to ask. Like, we just lived through an incredibly interesting period of Eve, and effort that you put into it goes, that's the reward, is the story. I've told you this many times, that you don't remember a League of Legends or a Call of Duty or a Street Fighter match or whatever. You don't remember it a week after it happened. It is, the sugar cookie of gaming. And the thing that you remember about, a meal is the company. And that's what Eve is. It's who you meet. It's what you talked about. It's the experience you had. It's the memories. And so we're in the business of making memories. And that is what we will keep trying to do. I am very, very keen on that topic. And it's something that I focus on a lot in our leadership meetings and helping you tell stories. I think that is the biggest differentiator of EVE Online with any other thing, is that the stories that you tell in EVE Online are remembered and go down in history. And I think that is so cool about this game. And it's why we put up with so much of the nonsense and the bullshit. With that, I will go and throw questions. Go ahead and throw them in Elysium on Jabber, and I will try to answer your questions now. Okay, so good questions from RDM Christo. Please elaborate on how they wanted the game to be that it isn't. Maybe I'm dumb, but I don't know what they wanted. Okay, it's good, because I didn't really define that, and I think that's a great question. So there are people who, in their opinion, the game should be this size of fight, right? The most noble fight is the 1v1, okay? Or the most noble fight is the small gang 8v8, or the most noble fight is the 30v30, or the 50v50, or whatever it is. It doesn't matter. They just have some imaginary number where the game is good and where it isn't. And the Horde people, the Vanguard people, especially, were super toxic. By the way, I saw this incredible graph, and it was like tracking where all the Horde FCs and leadership went. And every single person, basically every single person not in Vanguard, went to another alliance, and every person in Vanguard stayed. And that is the most toxic graph I've ever seen. It explains a huge part of the problem. I don't have the graph with me. Someone sent it to me. But if I can find it, I will ping it out for you guys. It was so interesting, and it was just showed one part the problem with Horde. Now, the Vanguard guys did the BFL thing, and that was basically putting the entire alliance in front of them and then sitting back in Barghest or Nightmares or something and doing no risk kill farming. And they wanted to do that, but they didn't want to have the downside of having to run an alliance of idiots to sit in front of them and eat the shit, right? And so they want the shit eaters. But they don't want to deal with the problem of organizing shit eaters. And then they realize, wait, there's no one to tank for us. We can't just sit in Barghest at, you know, 280 kilometers and just get free kill mills with no risk. Yes. Bob was like that. And it's such a Bob attitude. And we've called this out the entire time. One thing that I'm sure many of you guys have been extremely pleased with has been how much what you guys have said in public on Reddit, wherever you guys talk about EVE Online, like how much of that has been proven true and how vindicated you guys have been. So I think it's been nice for me too. It's been how much we told people, we were crying it out. We were giving the advice for free and we were telling them how it was. And they just said, oh, you're idiots, because they're motivated to lie. And being proven right is just a great feeling. It's a great feeling. Someone asked, what does fart sniffing mean? And that's what it is, Talon. It's thinking that that's a good way to play the game. It's believing your own lies and you know, huffing your own nonsense. Is Arcadius? Yeah,
go for ahead. A sec. I just got a DM, and you know who you are, and I'm going to read it out. Somebody that joined us recently, 90 mining anoms is cool and all, but can we get more ANSIs to run out of gas regularly? I need that nostalgic horde feeling again.
That's so good. Oh man, they were so much worse than that. Someone asked if Arcadius is FCing. He's been really sick, like got the flu or something the last week or two, and he's just taking a break. He's not checked out or anything. He's happy to come back in January. So, like it's I told an everyone,
acute case of lack of horditis.
Yeah, like I told everyone, take a break, and then we're going to roll back in January. Most of you, we've been looking at the tax numbers. A lot of you guys are making a lot of ISK, which is good. All right, let me see some other questions. Getting high on your own supply? Yeah, indeed, that is one. Do you think this is all part of Shine's plan? Or do you think he's as surprised as we are? Asked Groot. I think that's a really good question. I think Shines was doing more of what we were talking about, where he wants it to be one way, but it's the other way. I don't think this was a Machiavellian scheme. That's just my personal opinion. You guys can form your own, and I won't tell you you're wrong. But that would be my guess. Request for Tiger Claw to be put in the skill planner. I will pass that along.
You gotta admit, though, it's a pretty good Machiavellian scheme if it is one, right?
It's a great narrative. Like,
thousands of players does he get?
He's gonna add like 20,000 people by doing this. Yeah.
What the fuck?
It's something we would talk about for sure, right? Like, yeah, it's pretty crazy. Will the Blacklist 5 billion be refundable? I actually don't know, Andrew. It's a good question. I don't think we discussed that. We were just doing it as a fee. We can consider it being refundable. I'll look into it. But it is to compensate for the effort. We are going to be paying that ISK to the people doing the unban request. So probably no, because it's a lot of maybe a 50% refund. I mean, I'm worried about incentivizing denials. Like, that does sort of incentivize, you know. I trust the people who are doing it, but also, you know, human nature. I don't like to build systems that encourage negative externalities. We'll discuss it. We'll discuss it. I don't think it's going to be a huge issue. If it is, we'll figure it out. Let me just say that, by the way, 97% of unbanned requests are failures, just so you guys understand. There have been some past mistakes, but the system was pretty good. And there have been some people where you've just said, hey, like, we don't really think this was a reason that needs to stand because it was sort of in the heat of the moment. But that was pretty rare. So I don't expect there to be a ton of successes. Unbanned requests are by nature often frivolous. So we expect there to be a lot less. Lala, buying a bot character, you know, getting a character from the market that was blacklisted is a free service. Yeah, Lord Jason, it is kind of a fun scam angle that they could run, you know, social engineer their buddy to pay $5 billion, but that's that's probably part of the reason they were on the blacklist, and hopefully it's a good lesson for that person. Apparently, Billy wants to return to Coalition Game Pay. Who will pony up the $5 billion? I think
Bill, correct me if I'm wrong, but he is in a noted corporation in Pandemic Legion that I will not name. He has every opportunity to get as involved in coalition politics as he desires.
Well, isn't he joining not a coalition? Isn't that what's happening? Anyway, I don't know. You know, Billy wants to rejoin. He can message me and we can figure it out. I don't actually hold a lot of animus to Billy. He was the one who said the stupid extermination comment, but like, I think everyone here has said something dumb. But you know, I don't have any particular love for him. So it's sort of half a dozen or six to one, half a dozen the other. I think we have a fine history of taking in enemy FCs who used to fight against us. I mean, look at Arcadios, a real fan favorite in here, and fought against us for many years, right? And by the way, a guy who said, like, hey, this is my, like, last alliance. Like, I really like it here. So, PGL, yeah, I mean, PGL basically just retired here. He only ran, like, five fleets, but he's still, you know, you can talk to him behind the scenes, and probably the most interesting thing has been he's basically been, like, a PL historian. PH historian, like mostly Pappy. I mean, he obviously was never involved with those people, but the Pappy part of the World War B, you know, he's come in and talked to Ilum and just basically answered all of our questions about what was going on. You know, a lot of the information that I've passed to you about Pappy over the years has come from PGL relaying it. So I got a lot of heat, but honestly, when I allowed him to join us, there were a lot of people who were unhappy about that. I understood why, but you know, that has been actually all upside for us. It's been, you know, nothing negative happened. Like, yeah, he hasn't FC'd a lot, but he's actually been a real positive behind the scenes. And then, you know, he's basically retired anyway. Elo Knight, I take Elo in a second. I love Elo. Tell us more about them. For some reason, we could go to Cloud Ring. Cloud Ring is just like the opposite of the galaxy. That's why I chose it as a potential, very uncomfortable place to go to. Where a Titan ticket would be a useful thing to have. Yeah, and I think I really want to be clear about this. Like, generally, people joining us from other orgs, it rarely goes wrong. I mean, I can think of Jeremy, right? He was doing a spy thing. But he's the only example I can think of about a walk-in that really went poorly. Almost always they've gone well. And the reason that is because it's the same reason that we flip spies to us. Like, we have had walk-ins from people who were, you know, sent to spy on goons, and they just like it here better. And there are people in this channel who were in Horde, you know, weeks and or months ago, and can X up and be like, hey, the experience is a lot different than what I was told, and I wish I'd come here sooner. Yeah, we're getting some X's right now. So that is the thing that happens. Generally, I honestly generally think that your real vector for people who are going to attempt to harm you is those who think of themselves as an important person and don't get put in the place that they think is appropriate to their level of importantness. There's a fellow, I this is a perfect example, but I won't even name him. He was an FC from 10 years ago, and he just wasn't a very good FC. He was an older guy. He was ex-military, which is often a tell that things could go wrong. For some reason, when ex-military FCs, oftentimes they have a pretty high opinion of themselves. And he came in here, and he was basically a skirmish commander. Jim, I'm not shitting on ex-military. I'm noticing the pattern of this has happened more times than it would be than you would think from just random chance. So this guy came in and he wanted to be a top FC. He saw himself. He was like, I was in the military and I have all the classifications and qualities of a top FC. And so I'm going to be that. And then he did it and he was not good. He was just bad. He was just bad. And he eventually left in a huff. And he tried to do some nonsense and nothing really happened. But he's like, I'm leaving. Who's going with me? I'm taking everyone in the squad. And one other guy went. And He went to another alliance and he became a skirmish commander there, and he never made a top FC. And then he went to another one and then another one. And as far as I know, before I stopped tracking him, he'd gone to five and he never became anything more than a skirmish commander anywhere. My point is that the people who betray you are usually those people. Usually it's the people who think that they are a important person, or that they should be an important person, and that your spaceship bureaucracy in EVE Online is not recognizing how important they are because of nepotism or lack of care or just being generally indifferent to the great qualities that they have. So that's actually who to look out for as a spy. All right, I've talked for a long time about that and I've missed all questions, so just throw them again if you missed it. Can we charter Titans outside of SeaTac-J? Are they in our space, or are they in like asset safety somewhere? Because I think those would be two different stories. True Hubik, I've not joined the GSF Secret Santa. I think I'm in three this year, but I haven't joined the main one. How angry is his mustache? Reality is often disappointing. Who's the number one goon enemy right now? We had a vote before the Nada Coalition Pinnit thing happened. So the vote was heavily towards Frat. I don't know if that would change right now. We do want to do the survey. So I think maybe that'd be a good question for the survey and ask you guys the answer now, or we'll get a survey answer. Hey, Asher, what do you think Johnny Treasure Snake meant about the political landscape as a reason he decided to shit can PH? I mean, I think, yeah, so you're talking about the political landscape. He is talking about it's the same stuff that we were just talking about. Snipping your own parts, wanting the game to be in a way that it isn't, and not living in the reality of the situation. Like, you can want things to be one way as much as you want. It doesn't change reality. This applies to EVE Online and real life. And some people just can never get their heads around that. And I think everyone knows someone in their own life that lives in their own world and thinks that reality is one way when it very clearly isn't. I think we've all been, you know, familiar with a person like that. And so that was definitely a prime example of that. People are asking about, you know, future plans. I'm just not going to hit future plans. I've told you guys so many times, just wait till January.
Like, look at these questions. Who had a longer reign? Who had a longer reign? Louis the 19th or Johnny Trousers Snake?
Yeah, like that. Yeah. someone was calling him Johnny Truss, which I think is a trenchant political analysis for those of you who follow British prime ministers. Secret Santa to Secret Sancha is good. I have the character Zoe Sancha Claus, and I'm very pleased to own that character. Lack of PvP at the moment, Asher. What are we going to do about that? Son, please wait till January. I've told you guys that December is going to be an off month, and it's going to be an off month. I reject your reality and substitute my own. Exactly. What's your opinion about moving to Newcastle? I said once in my life that I will want to move to Newcastle, and I will never say it again. Can we rig out Titans for PvE? What a wonderful question. Thank you. No. I mean, I do think there's literally a chance that CCP does make a Titan-focused PvE site, which would be really cool. And at that point, we would discuss it. But obviously, there's no reason to do it now. Some people have been telling me about roaming around and defending our ESSs and how much fun it is. So I think that if you can get involved in that, like, it is really enjoyable. Not sure how often it's said, but thank you at the executive leadership team. Only been back for a month-ish now, and it's something I wish I did far sooner. Appreciate that, Yuji Ito. I will convey that to our leadership team. We have a little over 50 directors in Ilum, less than 60, more than 50. And it is... it's a lot of people who put a lot of effort in to make this game fun for everyone. And I appreciate them, and they're happy to hear that you appreciate them as well. Somebody's trying
shameless
to make me
plug
reveal
if you want to come meet the directors who are doing all this stuff. We will do that in 2 weeks. 2 weeks Bumper from Bumper, like now.
Bumper Bumper says that there is a goon meetup in Trondheim. Am I coming? So far, it's just him. I will not be there, unfortunately, but I hope some people go. Trondheim is a little far from me. Are you working on your horde that wins equivalent for goons? Dude, that was like, do you know the gif of Boromir going, it is a gift? That was that moment right there, right there. That ping was the greatest thing. And I genuinely believe that there is, if you could apply percentages to the reasons horde collapse, that there is some percentage that you can apply to that very ping. You know, just spitting in the face of the gods is never a good idea. And my goodness was that spitting in the face of the gods. The hubris was off the charts. So there's going to be more mining systems after the changes, correct? We are going from 6.7 to 9.5. The goons that can't tackle or read, that is indeed us. Prodog and Sniper are goated, not going to lie. Yeah, those guys do great work. They're awesome. I hate you all. Generally, a lot of us feel that way. Can we two groups and PvP each other, but keep the SRP LOL? So you've just proposed red versus blue, which was a thing, but not anymore. What do you think will happen to the $5,000 that IT, that Horde had accumulated? They have claimed that it will be sent to a charity, whatever is left. And presumably that charity will be someone needs a new PC. But I don't know. Let's hope they actually follow up with that.
Totally not going to be called something like the Horde that wins.
Imperium actually gave 50% off the Nullsec. What's your opinion on that? I don't actually know what that question is, Remy. If you guys had to take a look at the map, Drolians have a lot of people in them right now. So it's cool to see. I expect to be, like, a lot of those groups have like 4 people. They're just trying to put their name on the map so that their part of the story exists for a minute. But I expect there to be a lot of consolidation over the next month or two. Own 50% of Nullsec? I don't think that's anywhere near accurate, Remy. Like, we're nowhere close to 50% of Nullsec. Also, please do not look at the influence map and then just count the pixels in your brain. That's not how Nullsec works at all. The systems are super dense in the drones, for instance, and not particularly dense in a lot of our space. So the map is not a good example of like how much percentage people control. Can we do rental space, but rent out stuff for like 150 exotic dancers? I don't think that even playing with that would be fun, but yeah, there's always the chance, I guess.
We could call it Slaver's Bay.
That's a great idea. There's no problems. I shouldn't. No notes, Kazner.
Jesus.
No notes, Kazner. Yeah, this is a really good one. 2025 really loves that as a suggestion. Incursion spawn and his mother. I mean, I don't know. We'll talk to Chisol and see if we need to do it. But that would be funny. We need another headshot. Renting is bad. Slaving is good. All right, cool. I would love to get canceled before the year end. Awesome.
Yeah, that was clipbait on that one, actually.
Yeah, it really was. Can we help Sigma War in Curse?
Yesterday.
Yeah, I mean, they can ask us, and but you know, there's only so much to actually do. Yeah, I did have a really unfortunate like clip where I said something like "no cock perfect," and I wasn't talking about what you think I was talking about, but the people in Ilum screenshotted it and are passing it around like it's a legitimate statement. And I'm kind of upset about it, to be honest.
It's called keeping it level, Asher.
Yeah, I do need someone to whisper in my ear, remember thou art but mortal.
Mm-hmm.
I'll say it her first. We're fucking farming this incursion.
Excellent. Excellent. If Asher takes a CCP job, what protocol for an Imperium CEO change? John, that's an interesting question. I won't be taking any CCP job, but they certainly have not offered me a job. So the answer there is that right now, I believe we are the only alliance in the game who The CCB hubris. I love that. I love that, dude. I might just do it now just for that reason. I believe the only alliance in the game that essentially has a bus protocol for the director corporation. So if my hard living catches up to me and I just drop dead because my heart stops working, there is a method that, that all the directors can, you know, put their earth, wind, fire, water, heart rings together and take over the corp, the executor corp, so that there would be essentially no point of failure there. I do suppose if like several of the directors and myself are on a plane and it crashes, that is the only way that that could happen, because that would be less than 50%. But the we're the only ones that have that kind of thing. So the succession plan would be pretty simple, is that, you know, I would just name a successor. They would take over and we'd pass it on. It's really not that hard. So really not much at all to worry about, you know. And like I said, I am not in this role forever. I don't plan to be the forever executor. You know, whenever that time comes, there will just be an orderly change. And I think from your perspective, almost nothing will change. We were just talking about this on the Merc show last night. We have a lot of systems in place to keep this thing rolling, and we have a lot of redundancy, and it's a good thing for us. Yeah, we will be doing it on a random Wednesday afternoon via ping. I won't name who the successor is. And also, if you don't get out in the next 30 minutes, you will lose everything. Other than that, it's going to go super well. It's going to go super well.
I was saying, if you guys haven't seen, CCP has put in an item for the Christmas giveaway stuff, the holiday giveaway right now, which has Gobbin's complete evacuation plan on it. You should read the description. It's quite entertaining.
Yeah, we got the bubble bath one and the Horde leadership plan, which we can put along with our Sword Dragon's Guide to Diplomacy, various things that we have helped make. It was really cool to see that stuff. I actually don't have one, and I haven't been doing my login rewards like a noob. I've been playing a lot of Eve, and I have not logged into Eve for probably 3 weeks. But I've probably been playing 6 hours of Eve a day. it's funny how that goes. Thanks, Beyond. I don't have the Kirkland bubble bath. I'm not a bubble bath kind of guy, Houdini, so I can't give you a recommendation. But Kirkland usually does well. If Asher gets hit by a bus, we throw Ranger Gamma under the bus for the next Alliance CEO. That's a possibility, and that man would be bust.
I'm sorry, he's disqualified. You have to have 10 toes to be thrown under a bus.
Yeah. Executors have to count to 20, and that's the only way to do it. Oh, good, a general election, democracy in my EVE Online autocracy? Yeah, no mayhem. That would never happen. That would never happen. That's the worst idea ever. It is really funny. I'd like to riff on that for a little bit, just for a minute, how interesting it is that democracy has been tried in EVE many times and always fails. It always fails. And my reasoning that I think that is that because you have essentially low friction, almost perfect mobility in EVE Online. And this is something I told you guys, for those of you who were here when I talk over, I said, vote with your feet. If you're unhappy with the way I'm leading, just leave. Just leave. And since that time, we have added, like, we've doubled our size, right? So people have voted with their feet, but they voted the other way. I think that it's important that, you know, if you are in a country, you know, a random country here, let's say you live in Kazakhstan, you can't just go to another country in real life. It's really hard to do that. But in EVE Online, the friction for leaving and voting with your feet is much lower. Like, yeah, you have to move some stuff, but it is much less painful. People do it pretty frequently. So the real democracy in EVE Online is who you choose to put, you know, to tilt your banner to, right? And so thank you guys for staying and flying under me and under our leadership. We will continue to do our best to make sure that this is a very exciting experience. You have the ultimate power. There will never be a democracy. You will always be under autocracy here. If you don't like it, go somewhere else. That is your power, and we can never stop you. So you actually have the ultimate power in EVE Online, and we are here to service you. If we do a bad job, you can vote anytime you like. I think you guys are putting the trust in the rest of us, though. We will continue to do our best. We work very hard and very passionately to make this an exciting experience for you guys. With that, I am out of here until the end of the year, as far as Firesides go. So I want to say thank you guys for showing up to this one. It's been a long one. I hope I answered all your questions. My voice is really going now. Merry Christmas to you guys. Happy New Year's. I hope you have a happy holidays. Be nice to your family, even the assholes. Be nice to your grandparents. Have a wonderful time. I am very pleased to know all of you, and I am very happy to have flown with many of you for so long. Thank you guys so much. Merry Christmas.
One final note before you guys all jump out. Again, we're going to do the come hang out with the directors thing in 2 weeks. I put it up in the war room. We linked it a whole bunch, so it'll be there. We've got a whole bunch of people from different parts of the org that don't talk on these very much because it's usually me and Kaz and Sniper and Asher doing it. So we'll do that.
In 2 minutes, the meta show has multiple returning guests who are all ex-Horde because, well, everyone is ex-Horde now. We'll be interviewing multiple people who used to be in Horde. Hopefully have another good hour or maybe longer of talking to them and getting their thoughts. Should be entertaining.